Fangoria Presents The Narrow Caves is brought to you by Shudder. Shudder is the Netflix for horror, where you can stream great thrillers, horror, and suspense for $4.99 a month or just $49.99 for the entire year. I watched a few Stephen King movies on Shudder this weekend, including Pet Sematary, Cujo, and Salem's Lot. I'm also pretty excited to watch some Alfred Hitchcock films that I haven't seen. They have all types of movies and series, from the classics to modern favorites, and even some originals too, like A Discovery of Witches that hit Shudder on January 17th. And they add new shows and films weekly. To try Shudder for free for 30 days, go to Shudder.com and use promo code CAVES. That's Shudder.com. Promo code CAVES. That's Shudder.com. Promo code CAVES. The following contains explicit content. Listener discretion is advised. Previously on The Narrow Caves.
Where are we?
In some cave, I think.
Kadli, Rakaji Anna.
What do you want from us? He wants you to eat it.
I know. Go to hell. Something's alive in there.
What?
The lantern glows weakly. Bound to the stalagmite, Walter sleeps. His head tilts forward on his tired neck, and the ropes around his groin are stained with urine. A prickly beard now adorns his jaw. In the crater lies Ruby, bloated and with thinning hair. There's a dark stain on the ground where the gourd sat a few days earlier. Startled, the pale woman awakens. Her bloodshot eyes look around and then at her hands, which are also very swollen. She scratches one with the other, and something snaps. Ruby looks at her right index fingernail, which has been dislodged. With her other hand, she pinches and removes this broken piece. Fine strands of light glimmer between the nail and the index finger. Leaning forward and squinting, Ruby inspects this shining material. Scores of silver hairs connect the removed nail to her bleeding finger. With her left fist, she grabs these hairs and jerks.
Ah!
Yelling, she falls onto her side. Walter awakens, squints his bleary eyes, and looks into the crater at Ruby.
What happened?
Embarrassed by her physical deterioration, the pale woman turns away from her lanky boyfriend.
Ruby!
No response comes from Ruby, who closes her eyes.
He put another lantern in there. Can you try and get it?
The pale woman pretends that she is asleep.
Wake up! Oh. Wake up!
Fangoria presents The Narrow Caves. Written by S. Craig Zahler. Directed by Keith Reynolds. Starring Wyatt Russell, Lily Simmons, Vincent D'Onofrio, and Will Patton as the narrator.
Chapter 7.
Distant fire throws pulsating light across the vast cavern. An emaciated and bearded Walter groans and opens his tired eyes. The gaunt, lanky fellow looks toward these noises which come from within the crater. His face pales with horror. A large purplish-black shape speeds into the burrow hole. Terrified, Walter looks at Ruby, who is lying in shadow and facing the other way.
Ruby? Ruby, you okay? Ruby, what was...
My mother was here.
Walter is saddened by this sign of madness.
Your mother died. Your mother died a year and a half ago. Don't you...
She didn't! I just thought she did. They made her eat the grapefruit, and now she lives down here.
Ruby, you're sick. Probably have a high fever. You were dreaming or hallucinating.
She crawled out of there.
A limb extrudes from the huddled form of the pale woman and gestures at the burrow hole. Silver hair dangles from all of her fingertips.
What's that stuff on your hands?
She told me why I'm here. She explained everything.
What did she tell you?
She told me about my ancestors. An ancient race that mated with human beings thousands of years ago. All of their descendants look like humans. But the other race is still there. Hidden in our blood. Asleep until we wake it up.
The lanky fellow tries to follow the logic of his sick girlfriend's delusions.
Are you talking about the albinos?
The albinos are guardians. Caretakers. They're human. The sleeping race is something else.
What?
Something that serves the true Almighty. The First Father. Whenever he summons us.
Water drips, drips, drips. As the lanky fellow contemplates this mad mythology.
This is a fever dream. Next time you wake up, you'll laugh at...
Black claws scrape Walter's face and he yells. The lanky fellow struggles against his bonds as the appendage withdraws into pure darkness. Walter tries to locate his assailant but cannot see behind the stalagmite upon which he is bound. Blood runs from two gashes that cut the left side of his bearded face. Walter looks toward the crater and sees Ruby, who is raising her head. The pale woman is completely bald, and her swollen face is lined with veins. Her eyes lack whites and are a monochromatic purplish black. The lanky fellow pales, sickened by the sight of his deteriorating girlfriend.
What happened to you?
Oh, some attacked me.
I told her not to do that, but she doesn't recognize...
Enough of that shit! Ruby, fuck! She's dead! Yeah, I don't want to hear anymore! Oh, I'm starving, fuck. Can you see? Can you see with your eyes like that?
Yes. Better than before.
The robed one walks toward the crater, succeeded by two shadowy crawlers. Walter stares at these dark, squat, and nearly indiscernible followers. His mind cannot process the sight.
Do you see those things?
Don't be afraid.
The crawlers disappear into unseen holes as the robed one walks past Walter and toward the edge of the crater.
We need some to eat. It's been days!
The clothed albino enters the crater and walks to the bloated, bald, and veiny captive.
Karle von Krikas, Nedlanjit Yazik.
Uneasy, Ruby looks down at the ground.
Karle von Krikas Yazik.
The pale woman clenches her hands. Volumes of silver hair dangle from her fists. Tears drip from her purplish black eyes onto the ground.
Karle von Krikas Yazik.
Ruby presses together bare gums that once contained teeth as she silently cries.
Karle von Krikas Yazik.
Krijak. Karle von Yazik.
Horrified, Walter stares at the unfamiliar person with whom he had fallen in love. The robed one produces a key and unlocks the shackles. Silently crying, Ruby glances at Walter and crawls toward the burrow hole.
Ruby!
The pale woman enters the dark portal.
Ruby, don't leave me!
Ruby disappears.
Oh.
Hopeless.
Oh.
Walter gapes at the burrow hole.
I love you.
Useless words echo as the robed one crosses the crater and climbs out. Tears pour down the lanky man's face as he silently stares at the burrow hole. His weak, bony body no longer has the strength to fight against his restraints. Flashlight flickers in the distance, its beam limns stalagmites and stalactites that seem impossibly far away. Walter looks toward the far-off speaker and light source.
Here, over here!
Glaring, the flashlight fixes upon the lanky fellow. A thorny, purplish-black pincer presses into his left shoulder and he yells. Footfalls thud upon stone as the flashlight bounces up and down. This radiant source grows brighter and brighter as its carrier runs towards Walter. Light glimmers upon the purplish-black body of a crawler, which then speeds into a dark recess of the cavern.
Walter!
Mr. Gleichman?
Gregory Gleichman circumvents massive stalagmites as he hastens towards Walter, who is skeletal, bearded, and bleeding from two fresh wounds on his left shoulder. Scabs and bruises cover the exposed parts of his filthy skin.
Where's Ruby?
The lanky fellow does not know whether or not he should tell the gaunt man what has happened to the pale woman. His current answer is silence. Gregory reaches Walter. The gaunt man's face has been badly scratched and his left hand has two fingers missing. Brownish-red bandages staunch the flow of blood and his woolen suit is shredded. His eyes flicker to the crater and see the two empty shackles that lie there on the floor.
What happened to Ruby?
Walter shakes his head and tears fill his eyes. Gregory removes a kitchen knife, walks behind the stalagmite, and cuts through the binding ropes. The emaciated captive sags forward and pitches onto the ground. For a moment, he is unable to move. Gregory walks over to Walter, sits him up against the stalagmite, and kneels at his side.
What did they do to her?
They made her eat this weird fruit. And afterwards, she started to change.
Gregory turns his head away. Shadows cover his reaction to this information.
Last time I saw her, she ran in there.
Walter points at the burrow hole. Gregory eyes the dark portal for a long moment.
Do you think that you can walk?
Walter rubs his thighs and moves his legs.
I'll need help getting up. I haven't eaten in days.
An odd look comes to Gregory's face.
You've been missing for 2 weeks.
Confused, Walter shakes his head in denial.
I haven't eaten since they brought me here. I'd be dead by now. I would have starved.
Ruminating, the gaunt man stares at the lanky fellow.
Let me help you up.
Gregory sets his flashlight on the floor, puts his hands under Walter's arms, and helps the weak captive to his feet. Unsteadily, the lanky fellow wobbles on his skinny legs. Gregory grabs the flashlight with his left hand and slings his right arm around Walter's back for support.
Try to walk.
Walter takes one shaky stride and Gregory mirrors the movement. The duo attempts a second forward step. This ambulatory enterprise is a slow success.
Hold the flashlight.
The lanky fellow claims the proffered flashlight, and the gaunt man withdraws a Luger pistol with his free hand. The duo advances.
I read your journal.
No response comes from Gregory, whose eyes monitor the shadows at which he points his handgun.
You didn't know that they would do this.
I didn't. For many, many centuries, the albinos peacefully guarded the descendants.
What changed?
Not certain. But I believe that the bloodline is so contaminated at this point in history that they can't wait any longer to awaken the old race. Those rashes of food poisoning in Poland and Germany this year were failed attempts at mass awakenings.
They didn't make you eat that fruit.
I'm too far away from my reproductive peak to survive the change.
Something clicks, and the pair stops. The pistol and the flashlight are panned across the darkness, and a crawler disappears into a hole.
We need to get out of the open.
Gregory turns forward, scans the vicinity, and points to a tunnel entrance. Walter shines the light into this opening, which appears to be empty.
Let's try this one.
You know where we're going.
This place is labyrinthine. I was lost for days.
Into a winding passage and preceded by a cone of light ambles the injured duo.
Why'd they let me live?
Why were you so compelled to pursue Ruby? How did you survive 15 days without any food?
The insidious implications of these statements strike Walter, who quickly grows hostile.
Those aren't answers.
Of course they are.
Fuck you!
Walter shoves Gregory, who then stumbles back and slams into the rock. The lanky fellow wobbles, leans against the wall to regain his balance, and shines his light at the gaunt man.
Your daughter's dying. Or dead. Because of your secrets, you lying asshole.
This statement impacts Gregory far more than did the physical assault. His eyes shine with unshed tears. The lanky fellow glares at the father of his girlfriend. Distraught, the older man says nothing.
Why didn't you move away before something like this happened?
The guardians are everywhere. Europe, Asia, Africa. Run.
Run! Run! Run!
Been listening to The Narrow Caves, written by S. Craig Zoller, directed by Keith Reynolds, produced by Dallas Saunier and Keith Reynolds, executive producer Will Evans, featuring Wyatt Russell, Lily Simmons, Vincent D'Onofrio, and Will Patton as the narrator, co-starring Hunter Hargrave, Lindsey Graham, Ann Beyer, Sarah Ragsdale, Mike Schrader, Ian Ferguson, Rico Fajardo, G. Jeannie Tirado, Eric Vail, Jeffrey Schmidt, Aaliyah Tavakolian, John Michael Tatum, Christopher Savitt, and Brandon Potter. Sound design, Foley, and sound mix by Lindsey Graham. Original score by Binary Reptile.
In the next chapter.
Adios.
Shit.
Ruby.
No. I'm still me.
Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you find your favorite shows. Follow Fangoria on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Fangoria.